This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline, annual Sackcloth and Ashes Hiroshima Memorial Set for Saturday, August 6th in Los Alamos. To commemorate the 71st anniversary of the U.S. bombing Hiroshima and Nagasaki, Japan, with nuclear weapons on August 6th and August 9th, 1945, respectively, Pax Christi, New Mexico, is hosting their annual Sackcloth and Ashes Memorial on Saturday, August 6th, in Los Alamos, New Mexico. People will gather around Ashley Pond in the center of town from 2 to 4 p.m. Sackcloth or burlap bags and ashes will be provided. After receiving instructions and a blessing from John Deere, participants will carry sackcloth and ashes and walk mindfully on Trinity Drive toward Los Alamos National Laboratory, LANL, the birthplace of the atomic bomb. At 2:30 p.m., participants will sit down in silence for 30 minutes to meditate, pray, and mournfully remember Hiroshima and Nagasaki and envision a day when nuclear weapons will no longer exist. Afterwards, participants will walk back to Ashley Pond for reflection, music, and speakers. The use of sackcloth and ashes is the oldest symbol of protest going back 3,000 years. As described in the Book of Jonah, the people of Nineveh sat in sackcloth and ashes and repented for their sins. On August 6th, the people attending the event will repent for the mortal sin of war and nuclear weapons. In 2008, John Deere described the event in Common Dreams. He wrote, quote, "You might think it strange that people resort to sackcloth and ashes, but in a town where thousands of people build and perfect weapons of mass destruction, in a world of war, executions, poverty, starvation, nuclear weapons, and global warming, our gesture was an eminently sane thing to do," end quote. Bud Ryan, an organizer of the event, invites you to join Pax Christi, New Mexico, and to take action. He said, quote, "If you can't join us here in New Mexico, please write and or call your two senators, your congressperson, and President Obama, and tell them you do not want the proposed $1 trillion modernization and upgrade of our nuclear weapons," end quote. On Thursday, August 4th, from 4 to 5 p.m., Bud Ryan and John Deere will be guests on Living on the Edge, a KSFR 101.1 FM radio show, with host David Bacon and Zuby Wilson. You may listen live by going to ksfr.org and click on the Listen Now button. There will be a discussion of the August 6th event, nuclear weapons in Los Alamos National Laboratory, the 10-year, $1 trillion plan to modernize nuclear weapons, why the international community needs to abolish nuclear weapons, and why the U.S. needs to implement its promises made when it signed the Nuclear Nonproliferation Treaty in 1970. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.